5, 4, 3.
Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of the WorkingMusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I'm proud to be the host of this show, which presents live music to the tri-state area. Today, my special guests are a great band, Greylight Campfire. I first met them at the Reading Roadhouse in Fairfield, Connecticut. I'm going to flash the album cover. You know what? I can't see the name. What is it?
Keep to Moving.
Keep to Moving. All right. So I first met you guys when you were the Rafter Bats.
Right. But that was a while ago. We since mutated into something else.
Right, but he's still got the bat there.
Oh, I got one over here.
So, why don't you introduce yourselves?
All right, I'm Dave Hogan, and this is Brian O'Callaghan on bass and vocals. And back here on the drums, we have Dennis Jackson.
So, basically, you guys split the songwriting and singing?
Yes, and we were collaborating more now that we're starting than when we did when we first started. And, you know, we just kind of come in with some ideas and flesh them out and jam them out until we get a finished product.
Do you have a home recording studio where you record this, or?
We have a rehearsal studio. You know, we record some demos to flesh things out before we take them into the studio.
Where did you do the album?
We did it at Number 7 Studios in Trumbull, Connecticut.
Okay.
With Tyler Bird.
Tyler
Bird,
great man.
Engineering.
I really enjoyed the album. I would say it was very reminiscent of Neil Young for me. But what I really like is the way that you, Neil Young, Marshall Tucker, I really loved the way you jammed out the end of the songs. And it was live in the studio with three-piece.
Yeah, that was like a unique thing. We were kind of hoping, there's some songs you can capture, you know, you can do a lot of overdubbing on, and there's some that you just can't do that way. I felt that the only way we were going to get those songs the way they were going to come out was to do that live. And so we kind of took our chances. We just turned the mics on and let it roll, you know.
We got lucky a couple of times.
So where do you guys, I know you play at the Reading Roadhouse in, obviously, Reading, Connecticut. Where else you guys play?
Acoustic Cafe in Bridgeport. Play a lot of places in Bridgeport area. Two Boots Pizza. We played all around the Northeast. We do some festivals such as Gathering of the Vibes in Wormtown, and you know, basically wherever we can, whoever will have us occasionally, you know.
I'm going to the Gathering of the Vibes, the whole package.
Right.
So you're going to be there?
We're not going to be there this year, but we've been there many, many a time, and you know, it's a very enjoyable experience.
All right, you know what? I'm going to get off the stage. I'm going to get out of the way. You guys let it rip. Just lift up that foot, and we're good to go.
1, 2, 3, I got... There's a wedding. two, three, four.
Thank you. song from my new album. It's called Keep It Moving.
We'll be right back.
Come on up here, guy. That was awesome. I gotta shake your hand.
All right.
That was jamming.
Thanks.
Am I blocking this guy yet?
I'll shake those hands.
Good job.
Good job, brother.
Good job, man.
Thanks so much.
It brings me back to my youth, you know, and the Allman Brothers, Marshall. That song puts me in mind of 24 Hours.
You mentioned that when you wrote
what song I'm talking about?
Yeah,
that's just awesome. You guys rock.
Dennis and I were very schooled in that kind of that Southern rock vein. Allman Brothers, Tucker, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you got a, you know.
And Brian's no stranger to it either.
No, you got a beautiful sound with that bass.
Considering what we end up putting it through this time, not too bad. But that is a nice bass. It's a 72. It's a precision bass, but it's got a jazz pickup on it also. So it's a PJ, they call it.
I have a 72 jazz bass. That was just when CBS had taken over. You got the 4-bolt or 3-bolt?
No, that's the 4-bolt, man.
Cool. And this guitar is a beaut. What a beautiful sound. Tell me what, it's a Les Paul.
It's a Les Paul Standard. It says Deluxe there, but whoever had it before me was, I guess, enthralled with the word Deluxe, so we plopped it on there. But it's a 75 Standard that I, believe it or not, paid $280 for.
What kind of pickups? What do you have on
this? This is a PAF, and this is a Seymour Duncan PAF replacement, because the one that was on it was squealing like a banshee. It had to be fixed.
Yeah, I have a Les Paul studio model. I forgot what kind of pickups I have, but I could play with Black Sabbath with that guitar.
Yeah.
But would you?
Yeah. Yeah. Hello, Ozzy. Here I am, man. Here I am. I mean, you guys sound terrific. So we talked about your influences, obviously country rock. But you do some reggae songs. You didn't play them this show.
No. Brian's the reggae man of the group, right?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Bob Marley. You know, I that was the start of it all. But I've been to Jamaica about 7 times, and I just dig the whole groove of it all.
The vibration.
Yeah. You know, I write some stuff that's got reggae feel, but you know, I'm a little too white for it also.
Hey, Bob Marley was half white. People
never realized
that. Yes, he was.
That's right.
That.
His father was a British sea captain. Mm-hmm. Absolutely right.
Guys, great job. I can't wait till part two.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us, Roger.
Thanks, Roger.
All right.
That's it.
Right on.
You guys got to tell me when we're out.
I heard through the headphones a little. Righty.